USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 quickly spreads across the United States, public health experts fear that Texas' healthcare system could once again be overwhelmed by the disease within weeks. It's really accelerating fast, said Dr. Peter Hotez, a virologist at Baylor College of Medicine.
I hate to be the Dr. Grinch that stole Christmas, but around Christmas time, we should see Omicron really a huge issue, and that means we're going to start seeing a big uptick in hospitalizations.
Boeing on Friday suspended its COVID-19 vaccine requirement for U.S. employees, becoming the latest company to drop the rule amid pushback from some employees and in response to a court decision blocking President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik Thursday led a rally to save the North Country's prisons following Governor Kathy Hochul's announcement of the closure of 6 New York prisons, including Ogdensburg Correctional Facility and Moriah Schock Incarceration Correctional Facility.
This is unacceptable. This is part of the governor's mansion's attack on the North Country. It's not just Ogdensburg in my district. It's Moriah Schock. Earlier this year, I had an event with some of our corrections officers, union officials, at Clinton Correction Annex, people that lost their jobs there. It is unacceptable and is part of Albany's war on law enforcement.
Tiger Woods is back on the golf course. The golf legend hit the links Friday with his son Charlie at the PNC Championship Pro-Am in Orlando. He's been recovering from a car accident since February. It's still unknown when Woods will make his official return to a PGA Tour event. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal appeals court Friday reinstated the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies, dissolving a stay by a separate court that had suspended the mandate. The decision is the latest skirmish in a continuing battle that will likely soon be decided by the Supreme Court. Roger Stone invoked his Fifth Amendment right before the January 6th committee.
Republican operative Roger Stone said he asserted his Fifth Amendment right not to testify during a deposition before the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. As he left the O'Neill House office building, he said, "I don't like to see the criminalization of constitutionally protected political activity." NPR reported he's the second person to invoke the Fifth Amendment as part of the panel's investigation. Prior to the meeting, he released a statement accusing Democrats on the panel of trying to frame him. The committee subpoenaed him last month for his alleged involvements in planning the Stop the Steal rally and other events that preceded the insurrection. Stone spoke at rallies on January 5th and was scheduled to speak at the Ellipse on January 6th, just prior to the attack on the Capitol. Former President Trump has encouraged his allies to defy subpoenas by the committee, citing executive privilege. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.